Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, but it's what you need.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. Where lies, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous and you got a right to be. Cause if somebody would have done that to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be. My sentiments exactly would be history. You know what I'm saying? My people's in a place left out of no
one. 1, 2,
change. It's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and try to relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I tap. 1, 2,
tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. 5, 6, get a
precise
mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on the tablet. Yesterday, as I recall, was all fabulous, a thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso. Spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace. Love stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace. I need room to think and space to ventilate. What's solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, yeah. Yeah, my people's in a place, tell me how to solve. Here we go, yeah.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll, then you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and jazz. Don't stop, 5, 6, get up and start the mix. 7, 8, it's time to motivate. Yes, rock and roll, then you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and jazz. Sing it out, 1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your.
Hi, I'm Saida Garrett, and you're listening to my girl Tracy L. Bell and Conversations of a Sister on Blog Talk Radio Show. And remember, ghetto is a state of mind. Peace.
Good Wednesday evening, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation is, should businesses be allowed to deny service based on their religious beliefs? I'm going to say that again. should businesses be allowed to deny services based upon their religious beliefs? Tonight's topic is established off of a Colorado baker. This was news. Mr. Phillips, he turned down a gay couple by refusing to make their wedding cake. He refused to make their wedding cake. The baker said he would not use his talents to convey a message of support for same-sex marriage because that would put him at odds with his religious faith. Now, mind you, he sells to gays, I'm sure, bisexuals, lesbians, people of the community of all sorts, but he refused to make their wedding cake. And this was based upon his religious beliefs. The two men who wanted the cake were going to be married in Massachusetts, and they were looking for a wedding cake for their reception, which was being held in Colorado. But the baker refused to create a wedding cake for a gay couple. The couple said they were in turn humiliated by Mr. Phillips' refusal to serve them. Therefore, they filed a complaint with Colorado's Civil Rights Commission saying that the baker, Mr. Phillips, had violated a state law bearing discrimination based on sexual orientation. So the couple filed a civil lawsuit. Well, a lawsuit with the Civil Rights Commission, and that's a commission where lawsuits are filed based upon your civil rights. And they felt like their civil rights were violated because they were discriminated against. So the gay couple won before the commission and in state courts. However, the Supreme Court on last Monday ruled in favor of the Colorado baker. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Colorado baker. For those who may be just tuning in, tonight's conversation, religious belief or discrimination. Should businesses be allowed to deny services based upon their religious beliefs? So, now, question is being raised. Since the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Colorado baker's decision to deny service based on the couple's sexual orientation, the question is being raised. Religious belief or discrimination? And although the court's decision was narrow, it left open the larger question of whether a business can discriminate against gay men and lesbians based on rights protected by the First Amendment. Yeah, religious belief or discrimination. I am taking your calls in the studio tonight. I'm going to open up my lines. The number to the studio is 1-917-889-7872. Just press 1 to speak with the host. That is, if you'd like to add your two cents on tonight's topic. And tonight's topic, should businesses be allowed to deny services based upon their religious beliefs? So the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the baker. They felt like he had a right to deny them services. The court passed on the opportunity, however, to either bolster the right to same-sex marriage or explain how far the government can go in regulating businesses run on religious principles. And although the case was mostly litigated on free speech grounds, the Supreme Court barely discussed the issue. When freedom of religion and religion has been used to justify all kinds of discrimination throughout history in this country, whether it be slavery or the Holocaust. In another concurring opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas, joined by another justice, said, he would have ruled in favor of the baker, Mr. Phillips, on free speech grounds. Because Mr. Phillips' cakes are artistic expression worthy of First Amendment protection and requiring him to endorse marriages at odds with his faith, with his faith violated his constitutional rights. So the question is this: should businesses be allowed to deny services based on their religious beliefs? Now, critics argue that businesses are not legally allowed to discriminate. So why should this case be any different? Could a business refuse to bake a cake for a black couple? No. I don't know. I think they can. I mean, they can come up with any excuse, but I think they can. I think that some business owners have a way of letting you know when they don't want your business. But they're saying, why shouldn't same-sex couples be allowed the same protection? You're free to believe whatever you want, but you're not free to refuse service to someone because of who they are. You're free to believe whatever you want, but you're not free to refuse service to someone because of who they are. Speaking as a business owner myself, I've never refused my services based on anyone's beliefs, religious or otherwise. I do, however, from time to time, get clients who have no clue on certain protocols concerning business and contracts. Therefore, I see the need at times to interject based upon my expertise, best interest. I was put in a precarious position once when I was asked to speak at a bar where a benefit was being held. Now, seeing that I don't drink, bars or lounges are not frequented by me personally, let alone professionally. So, I mean, in a similar vein, business owners should not be forced to participate in something that violates their beliefs, whether it's religious or otherwise. And this isn't discrimination. It's religious freedom and one's preference. And because I don't drink, and I am referring to alcohol, I've gone to business events where I've been judged and snubbed because of this particular preference. But business clients are fundamentally about who they are as people and a business choice by preference. I mean, that's what I like. I like my clients based upon who they are as people. But in the case of the Colorado baker, creating a wedding cake for a gay couple meant quietly approving of gay marriage. He felt that his talents, which he sees that are God-given, are being used to create a special celebratory cake originally meant to create the union of a husband and wife. This basically comes down to the First Amendment. The baker sees his cakes as a form of self-expression, and he's entitled to practice his religion without government interference. He's entitled to that. For those of you who may be just tuning in, religious beliefs or discrimination, should businesses be allowed to deny services based upon their beliefs? Anyway, Phillips, who is the baker, he says that baking a cake is an artistic expression subject to First Amendment free speech protections. Phillips has provided bakery services, as I stated earlier, to gays under other circumstances. So his point is not that he won't serve gay customers. It is that he will not make a cake intended for gay marriage. he objects to gay marriage and does not believe that this should force him to create an artistic product under any circumstances, much less one that violates his conventional, traditional, religious beliefs. So as a matter of policy, Phillips also won't produce Halloween cakes or cakes that feature any profanity or suggestive themes. So that means that for all of those baby shower cakes, I guess he will not add what people want that are provocative. Or even for those wedding shower cakes, I'm sure he won't add anything that's provocative, because some of those cakes do have suggestive themes. So, is this discrimination? Plain and simple. Is this discrimination? Discrimination is defined as an act of prejudice in which members of one group are treated differently from those in another group. But we're going to list, I'm going to mention a list of prejudices that are considered discriminatory. Ageism, that's discrimination based on age. Classism, that's discrimination based on class, social class especially. Discrimination based on skin color, colorism. When you have economic discrimination, that's based on economic factors. Genetic discrimination, when people are treated differently because they are perceived to have a gene mutation that causes or increases the risk of an inherited disorder. You have height discrimination, where people are discriminated on based upon their height. There are a range of negative attitudes and feelings toward homosexuality or people who are identified or perceived as being lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. That's a homophobia. Then you have linguistic discrimination, the unfair treatment of an individual based solely on that individual's language. Then you have racism, which is based on social perceptions of racial differences between people. These are all different discriminations, but was the baker discriminating against this couple? Was it discrimination? Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I heard you talking a lot about, you know, discrimination, and I totally agree with everything that you're saying. Nigger, 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 fuck, niggers, niggers in my ass, niggers in my butthole, nigger, 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 nigger in my butthole, fuck, niggers out in my asshole.
Okay, and your point. Okay, that caller hung up. I guess his point is that, I don't know, if he calls me a nigger, that means what? That he's discriminating against me? I don't know. I don't call that discrimination, caller, if you're still listening. That was outright ignorant. As my point that I was making, discrimination is held under so many terms, because you can have discrimination against atheists. You can have discrimination against sexism. You can have discrimination that is transphobia, because there are a range of negative attitudes against transsexuality and transsexuals or transgender people. But when it comes to discrimination in business, you have data discrimination, you have employment discrimination, labor discrimination, pregnancy discrimination, housing discrimination, institutionalized discrimination, mortgage discrimination. I mean, it goes on and on, especially when it comes to price discrimination. I always say to my girlfriend that there is a price differentiation in different neighborhoods, because you have different prices by the same provider, but in different markets or territories. So, I mean, discrimination is very broad. And I think the gay couple fall in the category of being discriminated against based upon how all of the above was described. However, the baker still had a right to exercise his belief, because discrimination consists of treatment of an individual or group based on their actual or perceived membership in a certain group or social category. And I mean, it's in a way that is worse than the way people usually are treated when they are discriminating against. And it involved groups' initial reaction or interaction going on to influence the individual's actual behavior towards the group or the group that they're being discriminated against. So, I mean, come on. Discrimination is the unfair or unfair or prejudiced treatment of people in groups based on characteristics such as race, gender, age, or sexual orientation. So now, the baker does not necessarily discriminate based upon sexual orientation, but he had a right to deny making them a cake because he felt like he was not going to design a cake for a man and a man, because that was against his beliefs. And he had that right. He had that right. I had one of my listeners send me an email, and they were like, all right, you don't believe in homosexuality, or you don't believe certain things about homosexuality because you've written about it in the past. But suppose someone who was homosexual came to you and asked you to write a book for them, to be a ghostwriter for a book for them based upon their homosexuality. Is that something that you would do? Well, I'm going to answer that now on the air, because it was an email that I felt like I wasn't going to address. So therefore, I would address it on the air. It would basically depend on this person's story, because everyone has a story, whether you want to believe it or not. We all have a story to tell. So I guess it would be based upon the person's story. But I would not dismiss the opportunity to share what I believe and hopefully make them understand what the Bible states regarding homosexuality or same sex, because it is an abomination. People feel like they are born that way when that is simply not true. I don't believe it's true, because I just believe that God perfected man and woman, and he did so for man and woman to procreate. So although discrimination can be damaging, even if you haven't been the target of overt bias, regardless of one's personal experience or beliefs, it can be stressful. Just being a member of a group that is often discriminated against can be stressful, such as racial minorities or individuals who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. You can be discriminated against, and everybody is not so accepting. They're not. And I write about my beliefs and standards all the time, and those beliefs and standards are widely expressed throughout my books. I have readers who find those beliefs extremely strong, and arbitrarily they disagree. While some readers dismiss them as my beliefs, while others hate my candidness about them altogether. And that's fine, because you are entitled to your opinion. Either way, they're my experiences, and freedom of speech gives me the right to express them. They are never, however, imposed or used to discriminate against individuals. And I may not agree with what you do or how you live, but I will never deny my services to you based upon those differences. And that you can always count on, because I will always stress my position, because that is my role to do so. also remember that if you have your own business and when dealing with other people, you can always stress your opinion without being overtly hateful, I'm going to say. There's a way to do it because you can't express it in love. So, should businesses be allowed to deny services based upon their religious beliefs? If you own a business, that's a question that you must answer. As for me, nah, I wouldn't do it as I stated. I'm going to judge you based upon your individuality because me, I like people. So I thank you, as always, for tuning in tonight. You can check out my blog at conversationsofasister.com. There, the conversations are never ending and always continuing. Until next week, peace and bye-bye.